Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is to inform you that your next will be greater. There are seasons when God downsizes us, delays us, and derails our plans. We often feel discouraged by this process, but when the Lord does this, it is what is called a pruning season, where He cuts off, decreases, and separates us from some things and people in order to set us up for greater. If you have been feeling low because you've been going through divine pruning, this word will encourage you to know that your next will be greater. Welcome to this, your Friday, November 3rd, 2023 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. It is lovely to have you here and an honor to sow rich seeds of encouragement into your heart. Every single podcast you hear is an absolutely free resource available on select radio stations and online through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts are heard. Of course, you can always go to yourdailycupofinspiration.com for the latest devotions in both audio and written format. I'm so excited, bestie, because we have officially entered giving season. The holidays are right up on us, and over here at Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, we go extra hard and dig extra deep to be a blessing to those in need locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. I pray that you'll join us in feeding the hungry, sheltering the displaced, clothing the naked, and sharing gospel resources this season with a tax-deductible seed of any size. No gift is too large or small. It all works toward the upward building of the kingdom of God. When I think about building His kingdom, I get really excited about testimonies like this one from Namendi in Oregon, one of the precious members of our Daily Cup faith community, who wrote into the ministry and said this: I was adopted from Ghana by a Christian couple at age 3. I grew up feeling like a foreigner. I didn't look or sound like any of my friends at school. I just didn't fit in or meet the conventional beauty standards of Westerners. This made me depressed and made me feel less than. I just want to say thank God for you. I feel love and acceptance being a part of this faith community where many people look like me, and some of them come from where I'm from. There is always an encouraging word here for me to reinforce my Christian faith and remind me that I am worthy of love and acceptance because Jesus accepts me. Many thanks and blessings to you and your team, Deanna. Glory to God. I love this. This testimony warmed my heart and reminded me that we are a big, joyful, loving, global family around here. We are unified in the body of Christ, and I get great joy from being used just as a vessel to share the heart of God. Thank you for sharing this, Namendi. You know what that makes me want to do? Pause for a praise break.
And inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
All right, bestie, I am eager to receive what the Lord has to say to us through this audio devotion you're about to hear which is a companion to the written devotion of the day, available right now at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. Whichever format is best for you, our team has conveniently made that available. The time has come to jump right into today's devotion after this quick prayer. All righteous God, our Father, thank you so much for allowing us to see another day and bringing us back together again to be enriched by your word. I praise you for sending this person to press play. Please anoint my lips that I would speak only what you would have me to say. And I pray that it will be life transforming for the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Bestie, I was talking to my mother yesterday about how my life has shifted. I remember when I was newly married, had small children, and was trying to juggle the demands of daily living, ministry, and entrepreneurship with a young family in tow. Now, I am in a different space. I've been married 25 years. All the Hobbs children are in their 20s, except our youngest son, Caleb, who turns 18 next March. But it seems like not too long ago that I was buying Pampers, onesies, and baby food. How quickly time flies. When I look at my children's faces, I still see babies, but they aren't babies anymore. When I look at hubby's salt and pepper beard and see the rapidly multiplying grays in my own hair, I realize neither Kenya nor I are spring chickens anymore. We are grown. We have entered a different phase of life, which requires us to shift. The conversations with our children are different because they have new concerns and life decisions to make. My openness and availability to do things is greater since I don't have to coordinate my schedule with a sitter or try to handle business with a baby on my hip. Not long ago, I couldn't imagine having this level of freedom. Previously, there were opportunities I couldn't take advantage of, projects I couldn't take on, and time-consuming ventures I had to put off for another time. Though the offers were coming in, I wasn't in the right position or season to accept them. I frequently tell you that timing is everything. When I was in my 20s, I didn't get that. I was ambitious to a fault. There were many things I wanted to have and accomplish right then and there. The idea of waiting annoyed me, and I worked myself ragged trying to do everything. When I wanted something and it wasn't happening fast enough, I demanded to know, why not now? Bless my little naive heart. I didn't have enough wisdom, experience, or enough available time in my schedule for that matter to tackle such big responsibilities. I was frustrated a lot of times back then because I didn't appreciate the character building impact that waiting has on us or how much easier it is to do stuff in the right season. As a young, overly ambitious, impatient, type A personality, I felt like quicker was always better and now was always preferable to later. But how I felt didn't matter. Frustrated or not, God didn't get in a rush because I was in a hurry. He didn't accommodate my timeline to appease me or calm my temperamental mood. Like the all-wise, loving Father he is, the Lord made me wait. He grew me up by delaying dreams and denying me the instant gratification I desperately craved. Now I am in a different phase again. Waiting season is over in a lot of areas. God has been dealing with me to seize the day, walk through the open doors, embrace the expansion, and say yes to the opportunities that are coming faster than I feel like I can manage at times. Phew. For a moment, I want you to put yourself in my shoes and see why this season of expedited breakthroughs, what we're calling our season of next, feels disconcerting for me. In 2019, after my mini stroke and brain trauma, God had me offloading a bunch of things, clearing my plate and reducing the intensity of my schedule. I was in a downsizing season. My capacity was way more limited than it had ever been, so I had to learn to be still, which was one of the hardest things in the world to do. Before brain trauma, I was busy and deeply immersed in the work of the kingdom. I had well surpassed the age of my early 20s, and things greatly flourished for me. I was always doing something, traveling somewhere, ministering to someone, and starting or completing a project. I'd have more than one ministry obligation to fulfill in two entirely different states in the span of 24 hours. My calendar was chaotic and hectic, and I loved it that way. God had given me the grace to meet the demands He had placed upon me at that time. When my season shifted to a much slower pace due to an unexpected medical emergency, I felt dismayed and discouraged. I cried many tears and did not understand why God had shelved and sequestered me. Lord, what are you doing? I wondered. Fast forward 4 years later. That's how we get to the here and now. I have since adapted to and even learned to like certain aspects of the much slower pace. I've adjusted to and accepted the downsizing of my life. And now God has come in again and stirred the nest of my comfort zone to force me to take flight. I'm stepping into a season of increase again, but what once felt familiar feels foreign. I've entered my season of next, which feels new and jolting. Ready or not, though, God spoke to me early in the morning last week, bestie, and said, "Your season of pruning is over. Now it is your season to bear much fruit." That's what He said. And when He said this to me, He also dropped John 15 in my spirit, where Jesus explains a kingdom strategy designed to make fruitful servants even more fruitful and productive. Scripture teaches us that when a branch bears fruit, the Lord prunes or cuts it so it will produce even more fruit. Now, Jesus' words in John 15 and 1 through 5 are spoken during the final hours before His crucifixion. So this teaching was given as part of His farewell discourse. He addresses not only His disciples, but also speaks directly to us as believers today. The central message here is that our spiritual growth depends on our connection to Jesus, just as branches depend on their connection to the vine for nourishment. When we maintain a close relationship with Jesus, God the Father acts as the gardener, pruning us and removing the non-productive aspects of our lives so that we can bear more fruit for His kingdom. Pruning is the process of removing certain parts of a plant, such as dead or damaged branches, twigs, buds, or roots, to help stimulate healthy growth and improve overall structure. And in doing so, the plant has a greater chance of producing more bountiful fruits and beautiful blossoms. In essence, the act of pruning allows the good parts of a tree to thrive by eliminating what's holding it back. When I went through that recent ordeal that sidelined me for years, I felt more unfruitful and unproductive than I had in years. But God was just getting rid of some dead weight and some things that were attached to me that were holding me back from stepping into a new season of expedited breakthroughs. He had to lighten my load and clear my plate to make room for the new things He was about to do. A shifting season was coming, but I didn't know it. Somebody receiving this message right now is in a pruning season. Bestie, God sent me to tell you that the downsizing comes before the expansion. The delay comes before the expedited breakthrough. Your destiny is still on course. Your blessings are still on the way. God is still going to do what He promised and give you more than you were even expecting. The greater the pruning in this season, the greater the productivity is in the next season. God told me to tell you that your next will be greater. Somebody needs to grab hold to that word. I know you may feel discouraged as you undergo hardships or encounters with difficult situations. Despite these challenging moments, you've got to remind yourself that this pruning process is working for your benefit. It's just setting you up for greater, that's all. It's a good thing, bestie. You know, grapevines, if left untended and allowed to grow without guidance, will sprawl out in all directions and create expansive canopies filled with lush green leaves. Although the appearance of these leaves may initially suggest vigor and vitality, they unfortunately result in a meager harvest of fruit. Since the point of a grapevine is to bear fruit, what is the point in sprouting an abundance of green leaves that appear to be healthy if there is only minimal fruit production? See, God's people are his vineyard, something scripture teaches us in Isaiah 5:1-7 and Psalm 80:8-19. And he cares for his vineyard, which is us, by tending to us constantly and helping position us for maximum growth and a major harvest. And that's what's coming next for you. The cutting away has been necessary for your bigger blessings, greater favor, expanded territory, quicker breakthroughs, plentiful harvest, increased opportunities, broader reach, higher platforms, miraculous manifestation. So don't be discouraged by the pruning, the downsizing, the sickness, the setback, the layoff, the separation, the abandonment, the delay, the disappointing outcome, the decrease. God said your next will be greater. Your small beginning is temporary. Better is on the way for you. A new season of transformation, elevation, expansion, and increase is on the way. And to confirm this word from the Lord, I'm stirring Job 8:7 in the English Standard Version as the sweetener in your cup of inspiration, which says, "And though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great." As you drink down the contents of your cup, shake off discouragement, say no to a defeatist mindset, tap into your faith, and praise God for what's coming next. It will be so much greater than you imagine. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. You told me to pray Ephesians 3:20-21 over them. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.